During the peak of Milwaukee's manufacturing era, factories and workers filled the city's Menominee River Valley. But by the 1980s, it was largely abandoned, a post-industrial eyesore. Thanks to a gargantuan effort, public and private, the four-mile-long valley now supports new business and green space. Now it has an artist-in-residence to call attention to the valley's rebirth. It's a bone-chiller night, but visitors continue pulling up to the long red brick building in Milwaukee's Menominee Valley. Close up, it resembles a grand European railway station. Actually, it was a coal gasification plant from the turn of the last century.
The building that we're in, it was where the ovens were. You had to heat coal and capture the off-gassing, purify it, and put it in these monstrous tanks.
Dave Stroik is president of today's occupant, Zimmerman Architectural Studios. He learned that one of Milwaukee's most famous architects, Alexander Eschweiler, designed the building and that the old plant had fueled the city's street lamps.
The police officers would light the gas lights and extinguish them in the morning.
When Stroik and Company took on the neglected building a few years ago, they extracted the bricks and boards that blocked its tall arched windows, and careful restoration work began. When it ended, 115 architects, engineers, and interior designers moved in. Stroik didn't want the public to remain in the dark about the building's grandeur, so he jumped at the chance to host the Valley's artist-in-residence for a year.
On a Friday night, what could be better than have people coming in and looking at Eddie's photographs? We had space for him to sit. We've got plenty of lobby space for him to display his work.
Artist Eddie Daniel has settled in at a workstation, sandwiched among piles of prints. Tonight, people will get a sneak peek at his work. He's spent years capturing images of the valley as the basin has reinvented itself. Some are anchored to walls. A projector shows off others.
The vine growing up, the grain elevator, that's from here in the Menominee Valley. It's one of my favorite subjects. I've shot it many times.
Daniel says his eye is drawn to places where nature and industry collide. And there have been several rounds in Milwaukee.
I've had people say, how do I put this? Well, oh, isn't it horrible what's happening to the environment? But that's not what I'm telling. My story is I try to hold the opposites in balance. There's this contradiction which is embodied in the term urban wilderness. So you have this urban park, Three Bridges Park, which we're looking at right now, this spectacular new place that once upon a time was a rice marsh and then was a railroad and now is a park. And this is a hopeful story.
The story didn't start as one of hope. Daniel recalls being up in arms in 1997 over talk that Milwaukee might sell off some of the county grounds. He reacted by picking up his camera.
After that point, I saw a way forward to combine my interest in photography with my activism in my concern for the environment and for my community.
The fine art photographer eventually began pointing his lens at the east end of the watershed, the Menominee River Valley. He invested 6 years trudging around hard-to-reach spaces there.
To explore and to photograph and to write.
So you walked all of this at that time and took photographs. I can only imagine what it felt, looked, and you know what you had to do to get your photos.
Back then, it was urban wilderness with an emphasis on wilderness because a lot of the industries had moved out and nothing had replaced them yet except wildlife. I mean, there were all this vegetation growing up where there were industries before. You know, there was wild grasses and flowers growing up in the middle of the fields.
Inside this former gas plant, people will have a year to view Daniel's evolving images of the valley, where years of neglect and today's rebirth intertwine. I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.